So the gospel reading has already been preached a few weeks back in the past, so I'm not going to go more into it. But the life of St. Cecilia always kind of intrigued me. Very little what known about her, especially with the early Roman martyrs. There are a lot of stories, a lot of legends, a lot of myths that will come out of the cult or the devotion that people have for her. But very few actual details were given to us about her life, except for she was a very young lady who, out of courage, chose to die because she loved Christ. And because she upheld her virginity in loving Christ with all her heart. And that is something that we must ask ourselves, that I wonder if our young people nowadays, even us older people too, if we're asked to die for Christ, would we have the courage that Cecilia will have? That's really hard. I don't think any of us would be able to prepare for that day. Or that hour, or that instant, until it happens. But I think what we can do is that we can discipline ourselves, condition ourselves, and slowly say, Lord, help me in my weakness. Help me, Lord, to love you and embrace you. The saints have taught us throughout the ages that not all of us will be able to die of martyrdom, of the red martyr death, but we can die what they would call a white martyrdom, the death to our own self, in seeking purity, in seeking love, in seeking Christ in our everyday life. Once we die for ourselves and condition ourselves, discipline ourselves in that way, then perhaps one day, if we are presented a situation like Cecilia, we'll be able to say, Lord, I choose you today as I have chosen you each and every day of my life. No one can be prepared for that, but we can do what is humanly possible, spiritually possible, by prepping ourselves and preparing ourselves and disciplining ourselves. And if those moments arise, just like Cecilia, we pray for the grace of God to help us to be courageous and to choose Him even when life gets hard.